Lone Star State music was all over the map in 2012, and my 10 favorite releases by Texas-based or born artists raised the bar, or at least a ruckus, in a variety of genres. At number 10 is Someone to Be Young With, an online mixtape by rising San Antonio hip-hop producer Beautiful Lou. Buzzy rappers such as Himanshu Suri and Kitty Pryde helm the mics, but Lou's pulsing, punch-drunk beats steal the show. High, Wide, and Handsome by the Trishas is my number 9 pick. Featuring Kevin Welch's daughter Savannah, the Austin Quartet's luscious four-part harmonies showcase their bluegrass roots and Nashville crossover promise.
High, wide, and handsome, taking pennies from the jar, in interesting conditions, you discover who you really are.
Black and Blue by Gary Clark Jr. crash lands at number 8. The 28-year-old Austin blues guitar kingpin is a gale force to be reckoned with in concert. While his unbridled passion arm wrestles the reverb-drenched overproduction to a draw on this CD, his gritty potential still shines through. At number 7 is American Girls, the self-released effort by Austin's Kay Phillips that marries the soulful swagger of early Van Morrison with the roadhouse bravado of Exile on Main Street. Meltdown by Denton's Mind Spiders roars in at number 6. Formerly a one-man side project of Mark Ryan of the Mark Men, Mind Spiders has blossomed into a full-fledged punk pop band that hotwires Ramones like Adrenaline and trippy 60s keyboards into cohesive chaos. My number 5 choice is Love This Giant, the quirky collaboration between David Byrne and Lake Highlands High School grad Annie Clark, who records under the moniker St. Vincent. Arty pretensions are quashed by the funky rhythms, and Clark sounds more hypnotic than histrionic on such mesmerizing numbers as Optimist and Ice Age. The self-titled debut by Dallas's John Singer Sargent ranks number 4. The name is a pseudonym for Death Ray Davies leader John Dufalo, who wrote every song and plays every instrument, but he surrenders lead vocals to his pals, including Rhett Miller and Sarah Jaffe, who uncover emotional wrinkles that his own voice might iron out. At number 3 is Through the Deep Dark Valley by San Marcos duo The Oh Hellos. Siblings Maggie and Tyler Heath used the rustic folk rock popularized by the Lumineers and the Head and the Heart as a foundation, and their soul-bearing songs of regret and redemption erupt into a joyful noise.
I've seen the true face of the things you call life. The song of the siren that holds your desire. Yes, she is cunning and clever as hell, and she'll eat you alive.
My number 2 favorite is Little Broken Hearts by Dallas Ray's Nora Jones, who continues to defy pigeonholing. This moody collaboration with producer Danger Mouse, who surrounds her animated voice with loping beats and jagged textures, comes across sensual and sinister at the same time. My top Texas album of 2012 is Ben Queller's Go Fly a Kite, which celebrates every style the 31-year-old has mastered since emerging as the teenage frontman of Greenville band Radish in the early 90s. In another era, the heartwarming twang of Full Circle and the power pop crunch of Jealous Girl could have landed Queller on top of the charts. But this year, he'll have to settle for being at the top of his game.
Oh, 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 yeah.